It is the abandonment of the wrong notion that the world of creation is totally outside you, unconnected with you. Can anybody attempt for such a renunciation? The world is not outside you, and you are not outside the world. The truth is that. So what is there really speaking? Neither you are there separately, nor the world is there separately. Both of you, both yourself and the world, constitute one integral whole. It is a kind of world existence. You are a world individual. If you don't consider the world as an outside object, consciousness has no outside. It is an integrating principle. These things cannot be discussed like that in a few minutes. It is a long exercise. You will lose nothing, nor you gain anything by pursuing the traditional path of renunciation. People have got a wrong notion of it. What have you renounced? You are standing on the earth and living in the world, and you say, I renounce the world. You cannot stand in the world if you renounced it. Where are you sitting? You are sitting on the earth. I renounce that. Then your ground is cut from your feet. Renunciation is an act of consciousness. It is not physical action. Physically you cannot grab anything, or now you can renounce anything. The whole world is one being. But you must be guarded always. At every step of this approach, you will find an obstacle. Because of the fact that you have been indulging in the wrong notion that the world is sitting outside you, and it can give you happiness and also sorrow, this is an inveterate habit in the mind of every created being, but that habit is not justifiable. It requires a new type of education altogether. You are neither a Shastri, nor a man, nor a woman, nothing of the kind. You are a spectrum, a pressure point in the operation of the cosmic forces. The cosmic forces are not constituted of man and woman. There is no humanity there. There is no person. There is nothing. Only itself is. And you are a pressure point of that. In what is wrongly conceived as space and time. Space-time pressure manifests itself as a kind of individual concentrated spot, which is the individuality of everybody, not only human being, everybody. Individuals don't exist. If that is the case, the world also doesn't exist. There is one configuration. There is a masterly awareness of the whole universe as one being. You are not aspiring for anything. That thing itself will aspire for itself. This is high class thinking. No human being will think like this. If you go on thinking too much, they will go crazy out of that. So they are not taught much. Anyway, your aspiration, because it is pious, it is going in the right direction, it has to be fulfilled. But you should not have any desire in your mind, unfulfilled. When you want universal liberation, there should not be any particular desire. You may say, I have no desires. But you have brought so many desires from previous birth. They are all embedded in the subconscious level. And in the unconscious, they will germinate slowly when opportunity arises. Like robbers rising from ambush. They are all robbers only. The desires are robbers. They want to extract the blood out of you. But they lie in ambush. When the circumstances are not favorable, you will think that I have no desires. But you cut off all desires. Don't ask for anything. Then they will come up like this. And then you must have the strength to handle it. Anyway, I am glad that you are a very pious aspirant. And aspiration has to be blessed by God.
Why some have good thoughts, some have bad thoughts?
That is due to the karmas of the past. We have had many births, a chain of incarnations we have undergone. And as is the experience through which we pass now, so many experiences we have passed. It is said that Buddha remembered 500 previous births of his. And he was every kind of thing. He was a king, he was a beggar, he was a voluptuous man, he was a charitable person. Every blessed thing he had experience of when he goes on rising through levels of evolution. It is also believed, if you can remember 1000 births of yours, previous births, you will find everybody is your relative. There is no one who is not your relative. Because the relatives of this birth may not be relatives for next birth. And the relatives of this birth were not the relatives of the previous birth. So everyone is your relative only. If you go on stretching your imagination to the top level of evolution, you are connected to everything. You are a tree one day, once upon a time. You are an animal, you are a frog. All these experiences Buddha had. It is not that we drop from the heaven like a human being. We are not like that. Evolution is there right from the rock onwards. First the earth was created, plants and trees, and then animals of the lower order. The man is a latecomer. Very late. He would say it is a great blessing.
Isn't the ultimate evolution?
Ultimate evolution, now we are human. Now further we have to evolve further. That is superhuman. Now you are human, you have to become superhuman. Superhuman means your knowledge will not be confined to your bodily experiences, but to the whole world experience. That is Superman. You will feel that you are the whole world. You are a citizen of the cosmos. You are not a citizen of India only. You are a citizen of the whole world. Oh, how happy you will feel. Much more, I am a citizen of the whole universe. So you have got an obligation to everything in the whole universe. And as a citizen is protected by the government, this elevated citizen of the universe will be taken care of by the universe. Think of the highest center of the universe and identify your mind with it, and energy will flow from there. Even now it is flowing, but because of our egoism, we have separated ourselves from that center of force. You know something, Bhagavad Gita. Ananya chintayanto mam ye janaha paryupasate tesham nityabhiyuktanam yogakshemam vahamyaham. Bhagavan Sri Krishna speaks in the Bhagavad Gita. Those who think of me only with undivided attention and think nothing else beside it is my duty to take care of that person. Whatever you want will be given to you. Not only that, yoga means being given whatever you want. Kshema means protecting what you have got. Suppose you have got large riches, how to protect, that also he will do for you. God is such a merciful, compassionate, loving being. He will give you whatever you want, and he will protect it also for your sake. What else you expect from God? Your father and mother cannot take such care. You deeply think of me only. Me means the whole universe speaking over you. I. It is not a single one person speaking. It is the total person of the universe. Vishwarupa. You can imagine Vishwarupa. That is the form which Sri Krishna showed in the Mahabharata, in the Bhagavad Gita. You must read Bhagavad Gita. In the 11th chapter, it reveals its cosmic form. That is the real form of everybody. We also can become like that. What one achieved, others also can achieve. because we are all evolutionary descendants of the one God.